destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening and welcome. This is Robert Lee Camp and welcome to my show, the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Actually, this show is not really about me so much. It's about you. It's about what's going on in your life, what's happening now, what's coming up in your future. What's the overall karma of your birthday? And then what are the patterns of that karma? How does it play out year by year? What years are significant? What years, for example, what year will you have the millionaire spread? What years will you get married? What are your best money-making years? What are your years of fame and success? All this information can be found in my book, Cards of Your Destiny. And we're going to talk about it tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about destiny and how the cards, the playing cards, reflect your life. Because every birthday of the year is ascribed one of these 52 cards. Actually 53, because we have a joker. People born on December 31st are the joker card, which is the only birthday of the year that we cannot actually read, because the joker is no card at all, which gives it the freedom to be any card in the deck. It's very interesting, December 31st, last day of the year. Today is July 6th. Now, I'm going to list a couple of names here. George Bush, our former president, actor Fred Dreyer, Sylvester Stallone, and painter Jamie Wyeth. I don't know if you've heard of Jamie Wyeth, some beautiful art. All these guys are born on the exact same day, same year. Interesting, huh? And that's not all, because we also have other people. Ned Beatty, the actor, is born this day, but those first four were born the same year. Merv Griffin and Bill Haley and the Comets, both born in 1925 on July 6th. And here's one that you probably didn't expect. The Dalai Lama was born today. Dalai Lama on your left hand, George Bush on your right hand. Interesting little thing here. Actress Janet Leigh and Tamara Mowry, also known as Tia Mowry. Comedian Pat Paulson, he was really funny. And Nancy Reagan. And actress Della Reese, who used to play Della Reese, I believe she's the one that was on the Perry Mason show, I'm not sure. And one of my favorite actors, Jeffrey Rush, is also born today. A lot of people. Interesting, this is a Nine of Diamonds day, and the ruling card is a Jack of Clubs. And it's amazing how many people this birthday have attained some recognition. The Nine of Diamonds is somebody who is born with a memory of having been great in a former lifetime. Many Nine Diamonds are not very happy because they keep expecting life to be more than it is. Even when they have a lot, it's never enough. So you'll find a good number of Nine of Diamonds people that are just unhappy for no reason that you can see on the surface, other than the fact that their expectation is always greater than what is. Very interesting concept. And this is a lesson for us all when you think about it. All that it would take to make one person unhappy for their entire lifetime would be for them to be attached to an idea of achieving something or having something that was beyond their reach. And there are things that are just literally beyond our reach. I mean, because of the limitations of our time and space and this period in history. If I were to be so attached, I heard a story just recently about another guy who's a Nine of Diamonds, and he's a very intelligent person, but his sense of unfulfillment that carried on got him to become delusional later in his life, and the latest reports are that he talks constantly about being the soulmate of Angelina Jolie, that she was born for him, and claims that he has two children with her. Now, that's a very extreme example of Nine of Diamonds energy having gone the wrong direction, where the dissatisfaction becomes so great that the person has to leave reality and make that up to be true in order to feel some sense of fulfillment. Very interesting. But all Nine of Diamonds are motivated because of that past life memory of being very powerful and very successful and very wealthy to achieve things. So a lot of them do achieve a lot in their life. It's just a question of whether or not they actually can appreciate it, whether they can actually be happy with the life that they have, even given all their success that they create. But if you're born today, I wish you a happy birthday and hope you'll call in and ask me a question about the coming year. That will be a lot of fun to take a look at. And you are one of my karma cards. I'd be glad to lend a hand. I had a birthday on Friday. It was a very interesting birthday, and I want to thank everybody who wrote me. I think I received at least 50 messages from friends all over, most of them through Facebook, which was fantastic. It was like the whole day was a big party. And, you know, I don't know if you know astrologically, what happens on your birthday every year is that the sun comes back to the place where it was the moment of your birth. So we call it a solar return. The sun is returning. And the sun acts like other planets in the chart. It goes around and it causes effects, just like the other transiting planets, Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune, Pluto, Uranus, and so forth. And the sun happens to be a particularly good planet. So when it comes back to our birthday, usually it's a really good time. You'll feel really good for like 2 or 3 or 4 days because the sun has returned. Now, if you do happen to have a bad or difficult birthday one year, it's not because of the sun. As a matter of fact, whatever negative is going on in your life, the sun coming back on your birthday is actually going to help the situation to some degree. But there could be other planets that are causing considerable challenges in your life on your birthday where you wouldn't feel the effect or notice it as much as a year when you're not having a lot of negative aspects. But on my particular birthday this year, not only was I having a solar return, but my Venus also came back to this same place where I was born, the same place it was, about 26 degrees of Taurus. So I actually had a solar return and a Venus return on the same, you might call the Venusian return, on the same day. And I think that's the reason why, and I had a Queen of Hearts as my card for the day, and I think that's the reason it was just such a lovely day, receiving all sorts of well wishes from people and little cards and emails and, you know, having some great food. My wife and I went out for a really wonderful hike, and it was just one of those great birthdays. And, you know, it's really up to us to make our birthday as special as we can, because the birthday every year is the solar return has another astrological significance, and that is that it sort of sets the pattern for the rest of the year. So you want to plan your birthday every year. And I'm talking to the rest of you Cancers who haven't had a birthday yet, and Leos and Virgos who are coming up in the next couple of months. You want to plan your birthday out. You don't want to just let it, you know, happen by happenstance. You want to take part in creating a day that has a lot of the things that you want to see repeated throughout the year. I actually got some work done on my birthday, and it was very satisfying. I just didn't play all day. I did things that were good for me and things that I wanted to see repeating in my life. And another thing about the sun that leads us into tonight's conversation is that the sun, and now we're sort of diverting from the birthday, but the sun has always been the symbol of the soul. And the sun is the planet in our solar system. It's not a planet, actually, of course. It's a star, but it's the body, the heavenly body that we are connected to the strongest. And it gives more than any other body in the heavens. All of the other bodies in our solar system receive from the sun. Jupiter is the only one that gives off more electromagnetic energy than it receives from the sun. But still, the sun gives more than all of them, way more than all of them combined. And the sun never asks for anything in return. And this is why it has always been considered a symbol for the soul, because the soul part of us is completely giving and completely benevolent. I've written about this in my book, The Big Money Book, which you can get on my website, seventhunders.com. It's the book I wrote about how to transform prosperity. It's about connecting with our soul and allowing that to do what it likes to do, which is to give us everything that we want in life. And similarly, our birth card and our sun sign is a gift. And our birth card is a gift. It's a gift from, it's a connection to our soul. Whatever your birth card is, it was given to you for something good that you did. It's a good karma to have that card. You may not like your birth card. You may think it's a hard birth card. I mean, mine is considered one of the hardest in the deck, the Queen of Diamonds. And there's some other ones that are considered fairly difficult. A lot of them are considered hard, you know. But everyone has a gift if you're willing to look at it. There is no such thing as a bad birth card. Every single birth card has a unique connection to some spiritual or material gift that you can connect with and always feel good about if you choose. There certainly, of course, are challenges with certain birth cards. It's not like that anyone is perfect or without challenges either, because we came here to learn. And we don't want to learn in a way. We don't really want to have challenges or things. But still, the birth card is a gift. And it's a gift that comes from the soul in us. It's a gift that flows freely. For example, I'm a Queen of Diamonds. And anybody who's a queen, we have the gift of mothering. We can mother people. And we do that automatically. It comes natural to us so much we don't even think about it. We're just doing it. We're doing it, and we're drawn to it. And we do it well. We do it because we love it. It's a gift. A three has the gift of creativity. They don't have to try to be creative. They don't have to. There's no trying with this gift of your card. But sometimes you do have to pay attention to it. It's good to pay attention to it. It's good to be aware of it. And this is one of the benefits of the card system. It can make us aware of ourselves and what we have. I mean, everybody's life has a combination of positive and negative experiences. Some people tend to focus on more of the negative, and some people tend to focus on more of the positive. But there's always something positive there to see. And I'm telling you today that the birth card is one of the biggest ones that you can connect with. It's very positive. So whatever it is, a nine is the giver, right? It's easy for a nine to give. Now, nines, like a nine of diamonds, may be unhappy. But when it comes right down to it, and when they give, they always feel that sense of connectedness to the universe. When they're not being selfish, because a nine can't be selfish. It's the opposite of an ace. It doesn't work. Whenever a nine tries to be selfish, it creates pain and suffering in their life, more than other people. I mean, selfishness can be detrimental to anybody to a certain degree, but to a nine, it's the antithesis of their birth card. Their card is a card of giving and letting go. And every time they surrender and let go, they feel connected, and they have an experience of feeling divinely connected. So no matter what your card is, you have a gift. If you don't know what it is, call me up tonight, and I'll tell you what it is. I'll be happy to chime in and give you that information. If you haven't figured it out already, most of you should have by now, from what I've told you. Okay? So, and the ruling card is a little different. It's an identity that we play out. I've noticed as I do charts for people, and I've done thousands of astrological charts on people, and I've come to see how a card, a birth card or a ruling card, will show up astrologically. And I can see that it's very, very much 50-50. Like, you'll see half of the chart will point to the birth card and half will point to the planetary ruling card. So it's there, and it's important, both of them, the ruling card and the birth card. But the ruling card seems to be more of an outer thing, like an expressive thing, or a connection to the world, the way that we connect, the way we express ourselves, or the way that we identify ourselves as being in the world. I was reading something today about somebody who said that, I think it was actually, can't remember her name now, but famous singer, who said that when she saw Michael Jackson perform when she was a kid, she knew that's what she wanted to be. So she got this early thing. I think it was Beyonce, actually, who said this. She got to know, she discovered what she wanted to be when she saw Michael Jackson perform. What I want to be. Think about that expression a minute. Now, she's not. She's a singer now, but is she really a singer? I mean, she's just a person like the rest of us, but she chose singing. She chose what she was going to be. That's part of her karma. That's part of her birth card and ruling card. And whatever you've chosen to be is not the real you, but it is what you chose to be in this lifetime. So it's an identity that you took on. It's a mask that you wear, and it fits very well. And the cards show you what the mask is in most cases, pretty clearly. Okay? So I hope you enjoyed that little discussion about the birth card and the ruling card. We're going to take our break, first break now, and we have people, we have first three lines filled. I think there's a fourth line too. You're welcome to call in. We're going to be taking calls right after this first break. And on this first break, we're going to listen to the song Om Namah Shivaya. This is sort of a marching battle song with Shiva as the destroyer being eulogized here in this chant. I hope you enjoy it. When we come back, we'll be talking to Chris, Patty, and Lori, and whoever else calls. We'll be back in about 5 minutes after Om Namah Shivaya. Hey, Chris, are you there?
Right with you. Good song, sir.
Oh, thanks. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you. My question is, I'm just coming out of my Saturn period.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, first of all, how I can make the best out of what seems like some pretty good cards here. And also, I'd like to know, what is my decadent card?
Your decanate ruling card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, first of all, you are born October 1966, right?
That's right.
Just to confirm that. Okay. This is a very special year, but, you know, there's a tremendous potential this year, and you're already in the middle of that, and you have a little bit more time left, but nothing will happen unless you do something about it. Okay?
Okay.
If you're, like, hesitating or not moving forward, if I had talked to you at the beginning of this year, I would have told you to get your plans in order so that you can do something big to achieve more prosperity and to achieve more recognition in what you're doing. Because, see, you're in the crown line right now. You've been in the crown line since March 25th. And that doesn't happen very often, that you have three periods together in the crown line. The last period will be your Saturn period, which will end on August the 28th. So you still have until August 28th. But two-thirds of it are already passed, okay?
Okay.
And there was an Eight of Diamonds, which could have brought lots of money, but really, money could have happened in your Saturn period, too, because the Eight of Diamonds is the underlying card for that. So you've had these two periods already, and now you're coming to the King of Spades. So the King of Spades is like the only way that works is if you say, this is what I want, and I won't accept no for an answer.
Okay.
So are you doing anything in your life that could have that kind of success? That's the question.
Oh, well, I'm working hard. I'm going to be taking some classes in the fall. And I've been basically still doing a lot of soul searching.
Okay, so you're not really at a place right now to take advantage of this, Chris. You understand? Mm. This will only benefit somebody who already knows what they want and they're already pursuing it. Okay.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with where you're at. Okay. I'm just telling you that these powerful cards that you have, and I'm sure this year has been good anyway. I'm sure good things are happening to you anyway because you don't have any bad cards this year. So your year is fine anyway. But if you're not really going after something, this energy won't really do much for you. It'll just be another nice period of the year. But nothing exceptional will actually take place.
Any jumpstart advice?
Well, you know, I don't know. You have to be clear about what it is that you want in your life. Now. Not forever, but now. See?
Okay.
You have to be very clear about something, at least one thing that you want to see show up in your life. And be committed to that happening. And then you could have it happen. I'll give an example. I had the same card as you because I displaced the Eight of Hearts, I don't know how many years ago. It was at least 12 years ago. My wife at the time, we didn't have a lot of money. We were just getting started in the business. This might have been 15 years ago, actually. Can't remember exactly. But I remember having this card, King of Spades and Uranus. And I told my wife, he says, I really want to get a new computer, but we couldn't afford it. We couldn't actually afford a new computer.
Okay.
And she said to me, well, if you can generate enough extra money to buy this computer, you can have one. She'll agree that I could do it. You know what I mean? Like we made agreements on everything. So we talked about it. And she said, well, if you can generate the extra money for this computer, you can get one. Well, I had that computer 2 weeks later. It was that quick because I was really clear what I wanted and what I was willing to do to get it. And I just was so focused. So you have that same energy coming up on July 7th.
Okay.
If you're ready to commit to something and you really want it to happen, there's nothing that can stop you. The King of Spades is the most powerful card in the whole deck.
Okay.
Does that help?
That did. It just the focus thing. I guess that is that part of a Three of Clubs problem is focusing. Or
yeah, I mean, if you and you're a Libra to boot, that's a Libra problem too. So you have a double whammy of it, you know. But I mean, even you will be clear about some things you want at some points in your life, and hopefully
right.
that'll be now. If you're just like going around and trying different things out and still searching, nothing's going to happen. You know, it's like it's really good to think about it. You know, we can be seeking in our life, but when do we finally say, "Oh, I want to stop seeking and now be a finder in my life"? You know.
Okay.
I mean, like stop being a seeker, but actually say, "This is it for me. I found it. I'm going for it." When does that happen for you? See, that's the question.
Apparently needs to happen now.
Well, if it did happen now, it would be extremely fortunate. Let's put it that way. It would
okay.
be extremely fortunate for you because this is a very fortunate, potentially fortunate time. But again, and this is great for other people to hear this because, you know, I have a lot of listeners and they all study the cards. And sometimes they get into the habit of thinking that the cards are going to make something happen for me. But the cards will not make anything happen to somebody who's not participating in their life to this, the extent that's required for that to show up. See?
Right.
Like if I'm unemployed, how is the millionaire's card going to benefit me?
Me. Yeah, I see your
you know
point.
What I mean? I mean, how's it? What's it going to do? How could it possibly do anything if I'm unemployed and I'm committed to being unemployed for this period of my life, see? That's basically what we're talking about here. Like you see a card and you say, wow, here's a good opportunity. I'm going to make this work for myself. I'm going to set up something. I'm going to create a place for this good fortune to come to me. I'm going to create a way for that to come to me. See? And you're really creative. It would be a nice little challenge for you to do that. I think it would be fun, actually, for you.
I think I do have some things going on, but I think it's just time to make a command decision.
Well, and, think about the King of Spades. He's the most powerful card in the deck, right? And
okay.
Kings are not nice people.
Okay.
But kings always get what they want.
Okay.
That can give you a little clue, okay?
Yeah, I think I'm getting that.
You look at the show on HBO about King Henry VIII. You know, he was not nice. He killed a bunch of people.
Well, he got what he wanted, and a little bit more, I think.
He got
a little more than he wanted.
He did, but you can't say he didn't get what he wanted. You know, he was. That's how you have to act. If you want to receive and benefit from the power of a king in your spread, you have to act as a king. You don't have to be ruthless necessarily, but you have to be so utterly clear that you're not going to compromise what it is that you really want. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the decadent card, what does that mean?
Well, in astrology, every sign is broken down into three sections called decanates. Not decadent. What's my
okay.
decadent card? Well, you're pretty decadent already. You don't need a card for that. It's called decanate. D-E-C-A-N-A-T-E.
Forgive me.
And you're born in the latter part of your sign, so you're in the third decanate of your sign. And it's a little complicated. You have to know you're an air sign, and after Libra, the next air sign would be Aquarius. And the next air sign would be Gemini. So Gemini would be the ruler of your decanate, and your Gemini, the card would, this would make you a Three of Spades. Your decanate ruler would be the Three of Spades card.
Okay.
All right. So you can look at that, and you can see, oh, you probably show up a lot like a Three of Spades in your life as well. You know?
Okay.
You might want to do some experimentation or research with that and see how that fits you.
I would look at the Three of Spades for my birth year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Understood.
Yeah. Have a little fun with that.
All right. I certainly will.
All right, Chris. Thanks for being my guest tonight, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Okay, our next guest is from Houston. Her name is Patty. She's born March the 9th, 1956. Are you there, Patty?
I am, yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, now I can. Thank you.
Okay, great, great.
Did I get your birthday right? March 9th, 1956?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good.
That's correct, yeah.
You're an ace of spades and a two of hearts.
Okay, and what's the two of hearts?
That's what we call your planetary ruling card.
Okay.
It's very important. You probably identify with that more than your birth card.
Okay, so I heard on the show you were talking about how our sun sign and our birth card are gifts for us that we choose to come into in this life. So I was wanting you to speak to the gifts of the Ace of Spades and then I guess of the Two of Hearts as well.
Well, the Ace of Spades has the gift of spiritual understanding. It's it's the most spiritual card in the entire deck, actually, in terms of that. So it's there. A lot of Ace of Spades people ignore it. They get so focused on their work. And to be honest, another gift of the Ace of Spades is that there's a lot of ambition there and you can actually make a lot of things happen in your life. You're a creator. You're here to create things and do things. But the spiritual gift is much stronger than the material gift for that card. So if I were an Ace of Spades, I would be fathoming that part because it's greater.
Okay. Well, that's with my being a Pisces as well.
Well, yeah, being a Pisces helps you because that tends to be less materialistic than some of the other Ace of Spades birthdays. But even the Pisces one will get really involved in their work and sometimes forget about the spiritual part.
Okay.
It happens. Now, the Two of Hearts is what I call the sweetheart card. And Two of Hearts people have the gift of really being considerate and conscious of other people in their life. You understand? They can always make other people feel comfortable and considered and valuable. It's a beautiful thing that Two of Hearts people do. And you have that as well.
Okay. And so what things do you see happening for me this year?
Well, it depends on your circumstances. What is it that you're doing in your life this year?
I'm sorry?
What is it that you're doing in your life this year? What are you doing?
Well, I've done some exciting traveling, going overseas to Thailand for 3 weeks. I just got a promotion at work.
Well, you got lots of things going on.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one little thing about your year. You have the Millionaire's card this year.
I do. Which card is that?
The Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter. So a lot of money could come in. And that period hasn't even started yet. It doesn't start until August 12th. So there's some fun potential to look forward to here in your year in terms of finances.
And how long does that period last?
Every period lasts the same length of time. They all last 52 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The same number as the number of cards in the deck.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. So, you might enjoy learning more about the system because this system is connected to your birth card, the Ace of Spades, very strongly. As a matter of fact, the symbol for the system itself is the Ace of Spades. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So it's the card of ancient, mystical knowledge and secrets. So you might find it that we have a person actually in our fellowship. We have a group that is committed to the card system. We have one lady in the fellowship who's your birthday, and she's really, really good at it. just seemed to come natural to her. So you might want to investigate a little further. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Great talking to you, Patty. Thanks for being my guest, and feel free to call again if you have more questions. Okay?
Great. I will. Thanks so much.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks.
Next up is Lori from Phoenix, born on July 5th. She just had a birthday. July 5th, 1964. Are you there, Lori?
I am. Happy belated birthday to you.
And the same to you. You're still under that aura. It just happened yesterday.
Yes.
How was your birthday, by the way?
Well, I was regretting not hearing what you had to say previous to my birthday about putting a little bit more intention into it. I had a really wonderful day. I bowled and had dinner with my family and had a great day just kind of lounging around. I didn't do a lot of work or set a lot of intention, but it was still delightful regardless.
Yeah, it's always a good day. I mean, not always, but usually it is. But next year you'll be able to remember to be purposeful about your birthday.
Yeah.
That'll be great. But now you're starting a new year, and this is a good time to know what's going on. And are you familiar with the card system at all?
I am.
Okay. So you know you're having a rebirth year this year?
Right. I'm a 10 of diamonds and a 10 of hearts.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And so I was wondering, when I was looking at the book for the year, I noticed that I'm displacing and have the environmental position of the Ten of Diamonds, as well as the Seven of Diamonds in the Pluto. And I was just wondering what that combination means.
First of all, everybody who's 45 years old has their own birth card as their environment and displacement card.
Okay.
Because that's what the rebirth year is. You've returned to where you were born, and now you have the influences, most of the influences that you were born with, sometimes all of them, sometimes not all of them, but basically it's like having them all over again at age 45. Mm. What's significant about this year is that it's a blessed year, okay, for you. It's a year that wishes will be fulfilled. That's very significant. So remember that part, okay?
Okay.
Remember that this is a blessed year and that things that you're wishing for are going to happen to you, and they might be even somewhat surprising. Okay? Like, you may think, wow, I wasn't quite ready for that to happen. I was wishing for it, but I didn't really mean it.
Never mind.
I'm sorry, can you take that back? It can be surprising. So you want to be, but it's all, you know, it's just part of God's plan. It's a beautiful thing that sometimes we get exactly what we've asked for in life. And that happens frequently on the rebirth year. Okay? Now, the Seven of Diamonds, Pluto, and result are saying that you definitely need a transformation in your relationship with money. Okay?
Okay.
Ten of Diamonds is an interesting card because they're called the most blessed card, right? You've read that somewhere, I think.
Right.
And yet they act like they just won't let the good things in life just come to them. They always seem to refuse to allow good things to just come into their life. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Do you relate to that at all?
Fear, I guess. Yeah, I do relate to that, or doubt. That's why I was interested. I felt that the Seven of Diamonds really spoke to that in regards to me.
Yeah, I think that could be what we're looking at for you this year, is that this is going to be the year that you really have to face this and make a change, you know, so that you can allow your life to be better. Allow your life. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with your life the way it is now. Mm-hmm. But your life could be so much more and so much less struggle. You understand?
Yeah.
And having more, but you have to be the one to allow it to come in. That's the only requirement. You have to allow it. I've written a book called The Big Money Book. It's a great book on how to overcome prosperity problems. And for most people, you believe it or not, for most people, the problem is that they can't receive. It's interesting. It's fascinating. Like, here we are. Everybody says they want more, but if it's handed to them, they refuse it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about that and how to open that up. You might want to check that out. Okay.
Can I ask you a specific question? I've launched a new business this last year, and I'm wondering with the Ace of Diamonds in the, I believe it's the Venus spot for me, is that a new beginning with money in that particular 52-day period?
You have an Ace of Diamonds in Mars, and that is definitely
Mars,
a new beginning.
Yeah, right.
That's
Ace
definitely a new beginning in regards to money. A new career, a new occupation, a new way of making money. Absolutely. One of those things for sure. Okay. And you have very good money cards. I'm telling you, you have to pay attention to what I'm saying here because you're going to have the opportunity to have the money this year. The question still remains, will you let it come in? That's the only question that needs to get answered. Will you allow it to come in? That's all. It's going to come, but you can block it. You can continually block it. No one can force you to have more than you want, see? So it's going to be your choice as to, you know, how much or how little you have. Look at your cards. They're fantastic for money and for business. They're fantastic. Okay?
Perfect.
So what? But will you let it come in? That's what we're all waiting to find out.
I'll call you next year.
Call me in January. We should know by then. Okay.
By January. Okay.
Yeah, we shouldn't have.
Is there anything here that besides the not allowing that I should be aware of?
No.
That's
it.
Okay. All right. Well,
you
thank you so much.
Get that
really
going and let that happen. You need to allow it. It's okay for life to be fun, easy, and very prosperous.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well,
thanks for
calling. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Lori. Take care and happy birthday again. All right, we're going to have another short break here. We're going to listen to another song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And on this break, we're going to listen to another Shiva song. This one called Shiva, just plain old Shiva. Hope you like it. And after the break, we'll be taking your calls. We do have, I think, two lines open. We have lines 2 and 3 open, and we have callers on line 4 and line 1. So we'll be right back after Shiva from my CD Bhakti Rock. See you in a few minutes here.
Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva
Deborah?
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Good, how are you? You're in your Neptune period here with the Queen of Diamonds.
And I always call you in my Neptune period. I'm sorry I missed your last class, and happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I will be up there again. It was a relationship one. I really wanted to come, but I'm leaving town, and everything got too close together. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Don't
so
worry
how
about
was your birthday?
It was the best. It was just perfect.
All right.
It was absolutely perfect.
You said on Facebook or your wife had something special planned or you were going to do something special. So that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I got to go out to them. I basically had everything I like, a good meal, great hike, got to work a little bit, go to a movie. It was just lovely.
Awesome.
So what's on your mind this evening, Deborah?
Well, I think I sent you an email a while back and let you know me and the Six of Clubs broke up. It was really hard. And you said, you'll meet somebody else. And, you know, you're the one that got me started back in the relationship and dating thing. And I wasn't quite done with that. And it really broke my heart. But I keep saying it broke it open, right? So I'm not going to hide again. So I kind of put myself out there. And I met somebody already. And it's been going really well. But I wanted to run it by you and see, you know, what you thought about it. He's a Eight of Diamonds. His birthday is August 5th, 1964. He's a double Eight of Diamonds.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a good connection for you, obviously. I mean, perfect. Right. As far as connections go, it's a perfect relationship.
I finally got away from the Six of Clubs. You told me to get I had three of those. I finally got away from them.
Well, I don't know. They're not always bad, but sometimes.
But it was a moon card in the wrong place between our planetary rulers, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And this one in the planetary rulers, it looks like the moon card's in the right position if the book's right.
Yeah, it has to be right for you. I mean, there is no bad moon connection, but it has to be the one that matches where you're going in your life. So,
right.
I'm glad you
and
got
I
that.
And I kept saying out. After the Six of Clubs guy, all I kept saying is I knew I met all his needs and I didn't get one of mine met. And now it's almost the reverse. Now I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So, but there's only one question. Oh, go ahead.
When did you meet him?
Online.
I mean, no, when? I said when.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that right. 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
And we've been seeing each other every week, and he's 45.
He's your Venus card this next year, and he's also in Neptune next year. So I think he's going to be around for a while.
Oh, good. I have one question. It might not have anything to do with Eight of Diamonds. It might just be him and, how he was raised. But we connect on every level. But, you know, I'm definitely such a communicator, and he's not.
Oh,
I mean, he will talk, and it's very hard for me because I have a trust issue there, which I know is my own. But when he doesn't share or tell me things, I think he's hiding something. But I think, is that common with Eight of Diamonds, or is that just his own personality thing? Or
it's not an Eight of Diamonds trait to be non-communicative, no.
Okay.
If that's what you're asking. Right. Okay. But, I mean, obviously he is non-communicative, and you'll have to decide how important that is, because generally speaking, people aren't going to change about that particular thing. You know?
Right.
And if it is really important to you, it may be enough to make it a deal breaker for you.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
This is important. I mean, these are important things to think about as you're just starting a relationship. Because you want it all. You don't want to just get half of what you want.
And this is almost all. That's the only sticking point. Everything's so good. But so I'm kind of watching, you know, and I'm trying to see how I'm dealing with it and how you know, because he will communicate, but it's nothing near. There's something. So I'm just watching.
Well, you know, you can try requesting more communication from him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can try talking about the communication thing with him.
Right.
And if he's really like closed about it, you need to let it go, you know.
Yeah.
But if he's open enough to want to be willing to, you know, help out a little bit, then that's a good sign, see.
Right.
Some men are very set in their ways, other ones are more open and flexible, and you know, you have to determine how that is with you and him. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Deborah. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good rest of your
show. Good talking to you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Next up is what I believe to be a Leo, Terry from Pittsburgh, whose birthday is July 22nd, 1956. She actually is a Cancer. Sorry about that. Are you there, Debbie? Terry?
Yeah, I certainly am, Robert. I'm so excited to be on your program. You know, I just learned about your system yesterday at a yard sale. And these lovely ladies I was working with said, so when's your birthday? And they came back and they said, six of clubs, yay! And so I've spent, I can't tell you how many hours just diving into the website and so forth. And I'm excited because traditional astrology didn't really seem to be a terrific fit. I'm so close to Leo, and it gets all messed up, but the Six of Clubs really seems to fit. The Eight of Hearts doesn't, I don't quite get that quite yet, but I wanted to ask you about that. But also, I mean, we're coming up on two eclipses, and the one is the day before my birthday this year on the 22nd of July, and I'm just wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about me and the significance of all this.
Well, I don't give a lot of significance to lunar eclipses so much.
Okay. What about the solar one?
Solar eclipses, I would be, you know, if they happen right on your birthday, that's not considered a very good thing to have happen, you know.
Oh, talk to me,
But lunar eclipse is not really a problem as far as I know. Okay.
Okay. So, what could befall somebody who has an eclipse on their birthday or the eve of their birthday?
Well, you have to see. You have to look at what an eclipse actually is. A solar eclipse is the sun blanking out and then coming back. You know.
Right.
The sun just disappears. So the sun goes through like a rebirth, a death, and a rebirth. So you can see how easily that would translate symbolically into you having to go through a death and rebirth in the coming year. You follow me?
Yes.
In ancient times, a solar eclipse was considered a bad omen for health and things because the sun is the source of all life. And so it going out, it wasn't ever considered to be a good thing in ancient times. That may be still true, but are you having a solar eclipse on your birthday?
Well, no, it's the day before.
Well,
but, you know, the eclipse period is, couple days.
See, your birthday may fall on the day before your actual day, your actual birthday this year.
The eclipse is the 21st.
Well, it changes every year, you know. Are you aware that it changes?
Well, if I look at the calendar for this year, the total solar eclipse is the 21st and my birthday is the 22nd.
What I'm saying is that your birthday might be the 21st this year also.
Really?
The real birthday, which is called the solar return. The solar return can happen a day before your birthday or a day after or the same day. It depends. The only way you can know that for sure is to have an astrologer look it up for you and tell you.
Right. Okay.
And if that solar eclipse happened on your birthday, that could be an omen for something. But okay. What I would do, I would look, I use the cards, right? And I look in your cards and I see what's there for this coming year. And there's definitely going to be some kind of transformation going on in your life this coming year. Okay. I don't look at it as being bad, though. I look at it as a good thing.
Yeah. Do we have any idea of what area?
I don't know what you're doing in your life to know, but you have a potential divorce card coming up in the fall. You have a potential, if you're involved in any legal matters, you have a potential loss in that area. What are you doing? See, it all depends on what you're doing now.
Yeah, what right. By my profession is I'm a journalist. I'm an investigative reporter. I specialize in environmental issues.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well,
I have a couple of parents who are pretty ill, and I do a lot of caretaking with them, and they're my concern in that area in terms of loss.
Right.
But, so, you know, there's that. I mean, I have a health issue myself that I'm grappling with, which, from what I read in the cards last night, was pretty perfect eight of hearts, you know, overwork until breakdown.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I got that kind of stuff, but I was hoping from what I was learning about the cards that I was actually looking at a breakthrough with a couple of big projects that seemed to have been blocked for really a couple of years, you know. I can't even remember what card I was going into on the 22nd of July, but I thought it was something that was really, that I could really identify with to, you know, get some projects off the shelf.
Well, yeah, you have an Eight of Spades on your birthday, which lasts 52 days, and that's a very good card for getting a lot of work done, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So that's
a good omen for that period. But there are some nines to follow that, and you have an Ace of Spades, mm-hmm. what we call the Displacement card. All this, by the way, you have the book, Cards of Your Destiny? Is that the book you have?
No, I'm going to go out and buy them. But the people that I met brought the book over, and we copied out some, you know, some of the important pages. So I've got about 10 pages of one of the books here. So I'm a real newbie, but, you know, intend to dive right in.
Yeah, well, there's 17 cards for every year, and there's actually 17 times 2 total. And mm-hmm. Five of them, or actually 10 total, will be like the most important. They affect the entire year, okay? So they're very significant. They have a whole year long influence. Those are the strongest ones.
Right.
That includes the long range, the Pluto, the result, the environment, and displacement cards. Well, mm-hmm. your displacement card, your most important one is the Ace of Spades. That's the card of transformation. So there will be some huge transformation. That could be health, or that could be work, or it could be both. It could actually end up being both, because that's kind of how it works sometimes. Spades equal health and work, either or.
I'm actually looking forward to that. I mean,
Well, good, because that's the best attitude to have, to be looking forward to it, you know.
I actually am not even, I know you said the eclipse is, you know, the sun blots out. I'm not even really worried about that. I don't know why, but I'm not. I think it might be a good idea to have a little rebirth here.
Okay, well, good, because that's like, I call it like the cosmic flushing of the toilet.
I'm ready.
You know, let's flush the toilet. Let's get a clean start going here. That's what it's all about. So it's
I hope it doesn't hurt too bad, but I'm ready.
Okay, well, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. There's going to be lots of money, too, so don't worry about that part.
Oh, well, that's a great thing. Is there anything you can leave me with a card that I should go and research right away, one that really sticks out for you about me?
Well, relationship-wise, you have a Three of Hearts Pluto, long range. So there's going to be a lot of love in your life if you're open.
Nice.
Variety.
Yes, I'm open. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And money won't be a problem. I'm so delighted. Well, it's wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Terry. Have a great evening. Thanks for staying up.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next caller is Kay from Fremont. She lives close by here, actually, July 10th, 1963. Are you there, Kay?
Yes, I'm here.
You're close
Happy
by.
Birthday.
Do I know you?
Yes, you do. Yes,
oh, okay.
I've been to several of your seminars. I enjoyed them very much.
Oh, good. Nice to talk to you.
You're great.
So you got a birthday coming up too.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy birthday. And I'll be celebrating this Friday.
And yours is on a Friday too, is that right?
Yes.
How nice is that? That's great. What day of the week were you born, do you know?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, so would you like, did you call to kind of get a picture about what's happening next year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so long range is three of diamonds. What do you think that means? Any idea?
Well, that's a three at the time with the, because that's your values and the monetary or...
Yeah, it means you're probably making money from more than one place is what it actually translates out to. You're probably making money from in more than one way this year, like branching out and being creative, coming up with new ideas. But financially, money can come from more than one direction, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, are you thinking about, I don't know what kind of work do you, are you thinking at all about changing careers or anything like that?
I'm employed and I'm currently, you know, happy with my position, but I would also like to get into something a little bit more creative, maybe on the side and start something that way. Not exactly just leaving what I have now, but venturing into some different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the Three of Diamonds is a great card to have for creative pursuits, okay? If taken in the light of that, like if you're thinking about being more creative, that's one of the artist cards in the deck, okay? So that could mean you doing that and making a little money at your art at the same time.
Mm. That's good.
And there's potential for travel here. And who knows? I mean, it's a little too early for you to know what's coming in this next year to really feel it. But there's a lot of good energy for two things, for art and creativity and for changing careers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. I mean, it's there. Yeah. It doesn't mean it has to happen, but it's definitely there, and you'll have the opportunity. You'll have the opportunity to change. It'll be up to you whether you take it, but you'll have the opportunity. Okay. And it'll be a good opportunity, not a bad one.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know, you could have a little situation where you could just work when you want to. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yes. That would be.
For a five, you know, you get to travel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That
That'd
could
be perfect.
Fun. Yeah. So think about perfect, you know.
Yeah. And I saw the Five of Hearts, too, as a long range for my Seven of Clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's why I see you moving and changing, see?
Oh, that's it? Okay.
That's one. Well, that's not the only one. That's one of them. There's other ones, too.
Other ones. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little too early yet. I forget, are you in a relationship? Are you single?
I am in a relationship, but there's some kind of, I'm feeling like... You know, that things might be changing there. That's
I think that's going to change.
Yeah. I feel that's how I'm feeling. I feel it coming.
Yeah.
I really do.
Women
so
usually
when I saw the Five of Hearts.
You women are very like, you know stuff before it happens usually.
Happens, yeah. And usually I kind of work through it and then it happens. You know, I've already worked through it in my mind. and then it takes place. I've already released it, so to speak. And then it actually happens.
Yeah. But I think this is all in all going to be a really good year for you. I don't see any major problems. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be changes, definitely changes. Okay? You're in a pinnacle position with your ruling card and you're displacing the Nine of Diamonds with your birth card. Both of those indicate change. And so get ready and be prepared to let go of anything in your life that's not really the best for you now. Okay?
Okay.
Just be thinking like that. Just thinking like, well, if it's not really the best thing for me, just take it away and see what happens.
See what happens. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing for me to think about because I like the change being the five. I like to have change. But at the same time, I'll have the being a Cancer where you want to hold on to it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to let it go. So I have that internal conflict all the time of I really want to get rid of this, and then but on the other hand I can't let it go. So
well, you'll have you'll let go this
year.
Yeah. Trust me.
I'm ready. I think this past year has gotten me ready to let go of a lot.
Cool. All right, Kay. Well, thanks for being my guest tonight, and I hope I see you again sometime this coming year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We're about ready to take our last call tonight. This is Jean from Illinois. Her birthday is June 7th, 1951. Are you there, Jean?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Now I can. How are you doing, Jean?
Okay. I'm good. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And you too.
Thank you.
So how are you tonight?
Well, I'm, you know, after listening to all the calls, I'm a little bit nervous. Because,
was I hard on somebody?
No, but you described a lot of things that I thought about. Let's put it that way. I'm a very person that wants to take care of everybody. And can't feel good about myself if I don't constantly. All right? Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Hold on one second. Okay. Good. Go ahead. Yeah. So you're a caretaker of other people, which is common for a Ten of Diamonds person. Ten of Diamonds don't want to receive from other people. I talked to Ten of Diamonds earlier in the show. You remember that?
Talking about a couple of callers ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have the same issue because you're a Ten of Diamonds too. Okay.
And,
so caretaking people is a way to guarantee that, you know, you're always in charge.
Okay, that's horrible to say.
Well, this is the truth, though, and it's good to look. It's good to be aware of this, okay, for yourself. Because you have a choice in all of this. It's not like you have to be a certain way. You can do anything you want, okay. Caretaking is not a bad thing to do if you're getting compensated for it correctly. You know what I mean? If it's a fair exchange of value.
What if you just helping a person makes you feel good about yourself? Doing that.
What if what now?
If you're helping a person that doesn't have the means to compensate you and you don't care.
Well, then you don't care about receiving. And you're okay with having what you have, then. It's okay to have that.
Which is kind of what you were talking about earlier, settling for less, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying that's okay. I don't really want that much anyway. See?
I guess my main question, though, that I called about tonight was really my husband and what you were talking about him.
Hold on one second. I'm getting a lot of background noise from the station. Can you hear it?
No.
Oh. Hang on one second. Seth, are you there? Seth, can you turn off? I'm hearing you guys talking in the station, and I can't really concentrate. Can you, like, cut that off so I don't hear that? Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, now I can be more present with you, Gene. I apologize.
That's okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. It's just I was hearing all these people talking in the radio station. You couldn't hear them, but I could. It was kind of disturbing me. So, okay.
I'm mainly calling about my husband. Can I give him his birthday?
What's your husband's birthday, by the way?
It is June 25th, 1950.
Okay.
And we've been married. This is my second marriage. I got married in 1999. And we dated since 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like in the last 7 months, he's not been affectionate, you know, wanting intimacy. He's been there for me, but, you know, I don't want to live with a friend.
Right. So you say he was born June 25th, 1950?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't know if he's going through health issues or something. He's not telling me, or I don't know what's going on with him.
Well, he just had a birthday, and this year is different than last year.
Just had a birthday, yes. Correct.
Yeah, but you know, five of clubs people like to have secret affairs, you know. So that would be one possible explanation, is that he had an affair with somebody.
Okay.
It's possible. I mean, you think about, well, what would cause him to all of a sudden stop being so affectionate with me, right?
Well, he's here every minute of the day, so I don't know how.
Yeah, well, maybe that's not what happened, but that's what is common for his card, and that's one thing that would fit the picture. I'm not saying that's exactly what happened.
What else could it be besides that? Cause
I don't know. I mean, well, it sounds like you guys don't have much communication going on. Have you talked about this at all?
No, I have not.
Well, that's your problem then, you see. You're the one that's letting that be okay by not talking about it. So you have to open up the lines of communication with him, okay, if you want this to change.
All right.
That's up to you.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you have nothing to lose by doing it. You know what I mean? You have nothing to lose by opening up those lines of communication and seeing what's going on and, you know, asking him, hey, you're not being affectionate. What's going on with you? Are you unhappy or are you sick or what? I mean, see, this is the thing about Ten of Diamonds women, is that they always end up in relationships where they don't get very much. It's so funny. I don't know why you guys do it. You know, it's like, why won't you allow it to be really good? Why don't you insist on it being really good? Why shouldn't the man give you everything that you ask for? That's what men want to do. All men want to give everything to their women. We're programmed for that. We're genetically geared up that way.
You think so?
Yes. Really? How do the Ten of Diamonds women find all the stingy men? Okay.
I have in both marriages.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. They all do. It's so strange. And they're often really beautiful and really talented and really lovely women. Why would they not pick a man that would be just adore them and give them everything they want? Why do they always have to have it the hard way? That's the question. See, you have to ask the question because this is your question, see? This is your question about you.
Okay.
This is an opportunity for you to find out what's going on for you, see? Your relationship challenges, whatever they are, is helping you to get in touch with what's happening inside you. So just open up to that. Get some counseling. Get a counselor. Get somebody to help you. Take a look. That's the thing to do, see?
Hmm. Well, how does my year look other than that?
Well, you have a five of diamonds long range, so you're going to be changing this year. You're not going to be happy with things as they are. You're going to want something to change.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's good. I think that's a good thing for you.
Okay.
It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. I know you'll worry. You'll worry, but you don't need to. You will worry, but you don't need to.
Okay.
All right?
So, thank you so much.
All right. And again, happy birthday, and thanks for being my guest, Jean. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for listening to me and giving me a little counsel. So, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
That ends our show tonight. Thank you, everybody, for being the guest tonight, for calling in, for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to end our show, as we always do, with Gayatri Mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoy it. Have a pleasant evening, and I'll see you next Monday night, same time. Look forward to it. Good night.
Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurva Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo
या भी नहीं देयो यो न प्रचोदया ओम भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदया
Swaha Tat Savitur Varinam. Bhargo Devasya Vimahe Deyo Yonah Prachodaya.